Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, February 24th of 2020. Think about that, 24th of February. Only a few days left. Then we'll be in meteorological spring. On March 1st, but those of us who live in Michigan know that spring usually doesn't show up here until about April. I know it's a sad state of affairs, but it is what it is. I'm so glad to be back with you. Last week I was out of town for a few days, just never got to do a show, but everything's all good. I'm doing very well. So I didn't want you guys to get worried about me at all. I love every one of you who tunes into this program or believe in God to grow this audience. And I just know that great things are happening and great things are going to happen. Now, we got a lot of stuff to talk about before we get into the meat of the night with the word and first thing I want to bring out is a weather note. Winter storm watch in effect for basically in Michigan, basically your counties like Midland County, Isabella County, on out to the west of that, and then to the south. There is a winter storm watch that goes into effect tomorrow night and stays in effect until very late Wednesday night. Forecast of 4 to 8 inches higher in certain places, 4 to 8 inches of snow. So be on the lookout and be weather aware. So it's basically looking like, in other words, a weather aware Wednesday. So you'll just want to be alert for whatever advisories or warnings will come out of this. I would like to bring these tins when they come about. The good news about all this is that it'll be all snow, which means there won't be all this freezing rain type stuff going on, but there will still be snow, which of course requires those safe driving skills. Those winter driving skills, I should say. You always got to drive safe, but I'm in winter. Hopefully we won't have to use these winter driving skills anymore after tomorrow. But don't hold, because it's very rare that we go through a March and have absolutely no snow. It's even more rare that you go into a March and then successfully make it through an April with no snow. So, still here for just a little bit longer. But I would say it's time to judge the groundhog on about the 17th or 18th or so of March to see whether or not he was right. Don't you agree, Megan? Because that's about the 6-week time frame, I feel like. So far, what would I say? We will have to see what happens between now, February 24th, and March. We'll call it March 7th, St. Paddy's Day. March 17th, St. Paddy's Day, to see, was he right, was he wrong, or was he partially right? Because the saying goes, sight of shadow, 6 more weeks of winter. Should really be more like 7 weeks, I feel like, because that's when the spring equinox is. No shadow, early spring. Makes me wonder. It's probably based on a national idea. You don't think it's necessarily based on Michigan or astronomical either, is it? It's on Michigan? I would say early spring means like before the equinox or like before like the 30th. Does that make sense? In the case of Michigan, that's what early spring would mean, you feel like? Whereas for more south, like Kentucky, Tennessee, early spring would be more like mid-March. And the groundhog, who the big national, well-known groundhog, is actually from Pennsylvania. And that is basically due east of that state to the south of us. No, I'm not talking about Indiana. I'm talking about that big rival. You know exactly who that is, I bet you, don't you? Maybe. Because I try not to use that word on the show because I do sports and stuff. And so that's why I just call it that state to the south. Because, well, I know I might have some Buckeye fans on here, you know. And so I just try to keep it at bay by just calling it that state to the south. You know, they call us that state up north. You've heard that before, right? So that's sort of why I do that, is to get them back. Even though when I'm down there, I am unapologetically tell these people that I know, that I've seen down there, that I am a fan of the Bucks. Yep. So I'm kind of neutral, honestly. Kind of depends on the year. But all that aside, I got number one. Tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to be doing a TV show with my mom live on MCTV here in Midland. We're going to be talking about the right to life, the sanctity of life. It's such a beautiful thing, the sanctity of life. And we're going to be discussing about how, for example, if the doctor tells you as a mother that when you have this baby is going to, when this baby comes out, he's going to have special needs and some things. I'm going to be asked some questions about it by my mother. And to give you an example, one of the questions will be something like, if you're in that doctor's office, if you meet with that doctor and that doctor tells you, now, mother, when you have this baby born to you, it's going to have some special needs. Do you want to go on with the birth, or do you want to have it put to sleep? I say have the baby, give that baby a chance to live life and thrive. Give that baby a chance to live life and thrive, because we weren't just meant to be born onto the earth and then survive a while. We were made to thrive. I'm very convinced of that. And every child deserves a chance. And it's up to, and of course it's up. Now, God has some things to say about it in that, but I won't get on into all that, but going to be good. I got a song I'm going to sing about the right to life at the end of it. And then I'm just excited about this opportunity. Yeah, someone had told us about this opportunity, but I know. I feel like it was set up by God. So, to do that tomorrow. And if you're here in the Midland area, I want you to watch it. And then I'll make sure to tell you guys tomorrow night how it went. Also, next week, Holy Spirit Conference, Living Word International Church here in Midland. Come expecting God to move. Please, Katie, have that expectation high. Expecting God to just strengthen you and heal your body, heal your mind. I believe God for manifestations, demonstrations, illuminations, revelations, and divine deposits. I'm assuming they're just calling in to listen. That's what it sounds like. But praise God that, listeners, that's what I want you to be believing God for in this conference. And you are very welcome. In fact, you are encouraged to join us out there at 2010 North Stark Road, mile north of US 10. We have service Tuesday night. Not tomorrow night. This is next week. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. And then Wednesday, 10:30 in the morning, and then 7. Thursday, 10:30 and 7. And Friday, 10:30 and 7. And it's going to be great. Come expecting God to move. Tuesday night, we have Plum, who was Senator Santorum, who was a two-time candidate for the presidency. And he's coming to the first night of the conference. I'm assuming what he's going to talk about is about America and life and liberty. And I think it's a great year to have him. Last year we had him was in 2016, which was an election year, just like this. And no, it's not meant to be a political rally. In fact, I don't remember him mentioning any politics at all. I don't think he said any of the names of any of the people who were running. And yeah, last year it was in May, though. This year it's a bit earlier in the process. But I think he's going to talk about liberty and freedom from the Bible again. And about how our nation was founded on it. So it was based more on history, how our nation was founded, not politics. And listeners, those of you who have been listening to the show for the last almost three years, you know that I don't take show time to talk politics. I don't do that. I pay attention. I know very well what's going on, and I have told you several different times that if that's what you're looking for, there are great talk shows that I can endorse that I listen to myself. And they're some of the best ones there are. Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, you know, Glenn Beck, who are based on Christian values. So, anyways, Rick Santorum will be there Tuesday night. If you want to learn more about freedom, how America was founded on freedom, and I'm excited to hear what he has to say. So let me think here. What other announcements I have? Because of the conference, there will be two shows. There will be two shows next week. Yeah, I mean, yes, there are going to be all three shows next week. Just that two of them will be at an earlier time. Instead of being at 6:30 like they normally are, Tuesday and Wednesday shows of next week will be at. So we're still going to have these shows. And then that's just a bit of a heads up. What'd you get? I see you got a tray. What'd you get?
Chicken nuggets.
Yes! You got a 4-piece, a 10-piece? What? And by the way, lid check. What do I win?
Enjoy every sip.
Yummy. One of the best ones. So, in other words, why not run through McDonald's and grab yourself an icy cold Coca-Cola every day? You can go through McDonald's. It's only $1 a piece. You could go get yourself an icy cold Coke. Well, you know, it could be a hot day. Could be a cold day. Maybe just picking the kids up from soccer practice after school. Just feel free to run through your local McDonald's and grab yourself an icy cold Coca-Cola. Maybe grab yourself a nice deal on some Grub too if you've got the app. Example, you can go to McDonald's and get yourself a $1 off a large fry. In some markets though, especially in other states, you can get a large fry for $1 on the app. I'm looking at you, Toledo. I wish we could get that up here, but sadly we can't. But you can just feel free to go through your local McDonald's and grab yourself some deliciousness. All right. Now, the plan for tonight is, As I told you last show, for this next little season, I'm doing a series on the teachings of Jesus. So that's what we're going to be studying right now. When we come together, is the teachings of Jesus. We did teaching one. On Wednesday, about a week and a half ago, that was the Beatitudes thing that was in chapter 5. Tonight, I want to teach on prayer. So there'll actually be two components to this. Depending on time, I might get to both of these tonight. I might do one tonight and one tomorrow night. And I want to talk about why is prayer so important? Why is prayer so important? You know, how does prayer help you get hooked up and connected with God? Do I have to listen? Can I just always be praying and not listening, or do I have to listen some? we're going to spend at least tonight dealing with that. So we open up in the Bible in the next few minutes. We're going to teach on the Lord's Prayer. What I think I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to be digging it up based on the Lord's Prayer. Then tomorrow night I'm going to discuss, you know, why is prayer so important? And what does prayer have to do with your believing with God for things? You know, can I still believe even if I'm not a prayer? No, I'm not going to answer that for you tonight. Necessarily, but tonight and tomorrow night, that's what's going to be dealt with is prayer. So, praise God. And then Wednesday night, we'll go from there. I'm trying to go kind of based on a chronological order. Some of it might just be based on how it was chapter-wise. So, some of it's going to be based on Mark and also Luke. Because there's some things Jesus taught in Matthew that he didn't teach in Mark. There could be some things he taught in Mark that he didn't teach in Matthew. There could be some things in Luke that weren't in Mark or Matthew. So, we're just going to keep plowing around, keep going along in this series. Amen. But before I start the message, obviously I'm going to sing, of course, first, because I believe prayer, I really believe worship is important. And so we're going to sing. But first I want to encourage you to please tell everybody you know about the show. So obviously after I sing, we're going to pray. We're going to open up with a word of prayer. As we, you know, we do before we open the scriptures, and then we're going to study the Bible together. And then we'll have our sports update after we do all that. But I want to encourage you to please tell everybody you know part of the show. You can always call in and talk to me, the Miracle Man, whenever you want. During the show, whatever it is you want to talk about, generally. The number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that number is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts, and when you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. You go ahead and press 1. You'll be taken through the call screener, and my assistant will let me know that we have a caller. And then we'll go from there, and we'll let you have at it. Some good callers tonight. All right. I'm going to sing a song to you guys, one that you might remember if you were in the body of Christ. Some decades ago. So, here we go. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people, so we lift lift our hands and we lift our voice and we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel you desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our voice and we offer up this praise unto your name. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Move among us. We need your presence. Wind of God, touch me. Just let that Holy Spirit just touch you wherever you're at right now. Touch me. Touch me. Wind of God, touch me. Touch me. Touch me, wind of God, touch me. And so we say, come, Lord, come, Lord, move among us. How we love your presence. Lord, touch me. Thank you, Lord God. And welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel you desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts and we lift our hands and we lift our hearts and we offer up this praise unto your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are welcome in our lives. You are welcome to move on our behalf. You just come in, Lord Jesus. Move on my behalf. Move on the behalf of these listeners. Move in our lives. Move in our bodies. Move in our families, Lord God. Just move, strengthen us. Get in our bodies and strengthen our immune systems. Move, strengthen us spiritually, Lord God. I just thank you that we would have an increasing hunger for you, Lord God, as we seek you and worship you. And I confess over, and I just thank you, Lord God, that every need is met tonight as a result of this great radio program, that these listeners would receive something from this word. And Lord God, I thank you. As I make my confession over this program, I confess, Lord God, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program, that finances come into this program, and most of all, Lord God, most of all, I thank you for a huge harvest of souls coming into this radio program. I mean, coming into this kingdom, as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Amen. Sorry, just taking a sip of that. Holy water, I mean Coca-Cola. Praise God. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew 6. And then I'm going to begin with verse 1. Please follow along. I pray, you pray. We sing, I sing again, you sing. As I study, you follow along. And I just want you to feel free to, I really want to encourage you to be a part. Don't just sit there at your house and watch. Actually, you know what? We're going to skip the first four verses. I'm going to go straight. We're going to go straight to verse 5. So, Matthew 6, and we're going to start with verse 5. Matthew 6, 5, NIV. Again, if you're just joining us, we are teaching on the Lord's Prayer. Verse 5, this starts with the quotation mark. Jesus said, I put in the Jesus said part. But in verse 5 it says, and when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in heaven. But when you pray, go into your room, or in other words, go to your prayer life. Go into your room. It doesn't necessarily mean your bedroom, but your prayer room. Or go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, capital F, pray to your Heavenly Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, he will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like the pagans do, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father, Father which is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive me when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive us their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. But in other words, deliver us for the evil one. Now in Luke, it says, for thine is the kingdom forever and ever. So now you can say thine or yours. It depends on how you say it. I'm going to go on to this. So, we're going to stop there as far as the reading is concerned. And I'm going to have a discussion. First off, Jesus told you as far as where to pray, that we'll get into that tomorrow night. Tonight, I want to focus on what is the Lord's Prayer? What is it? And what all does it mean? Jesus built this as a man, as a manual. He made this prayer. And, you know, you can do it all you want. Do it all you want. You could do it slow. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in. Oh, yeah, and just keep going like that. That doesn't move God any different from forgives us. Then thy is the kingdom forever and ever, amen. See you, God. Sometimes pastor teaches it, like, it's kind of funny. Don't you think that's kind of funny, like, how fast like that? I think it's kind of funny, don't you? It is, isn't it? Yeah. But or you could do it like the normal way. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will. But it's not about, do you pray it slow, do you pray it fast, do you pray it normal. But what's the meaning of all this? Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be, or we could say holy is, your name. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth, just like it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Me, Lord God, as I go into work today, this could mean. Or I thank you, Lord, for your provision for me today. That's like you're thanking him that there is provision. Your daily bread, that doesn't just mean a piece of bread with some butter on it, or some peanut butter, or however you have your morning toast, if that's what you do for part of your breakfast. He doesn't mean like that kind of bread. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from the evil one. For thine, or yours, is the kingdom forever and ever. Amen. The Lord knows what you have need of before you ask him. He knows what you have need of, especially if you've been, because God knows everything. He does. He knows everything. He knows when you're when you're not feeling so well, or you're dealing with fear over the coronavirus. You know, God doesn't want you to live in fear. God wants you to trust in him. He wants you to trust in him. But he gave us this prayer. So we could pray it over ourselves, over our families. Let your will be done In other words, what this means is, we could say this means to do your will, as you would have us do it. In order for his will to be done, that requires our obedience. It requires us to do some things. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. You got to walk in forgiveness, folks. Can't be holding grudges. And if you continue to just hold grudges against other people and not ask people for forgiveness, you want to know what? Your prayers are going to be hindered. Jesus isn't going to hear you. Or maybe he. Bottom line is, if you continue to walk in unforgiveness all the time, your prayers will not. I mean, your prayers will be hindered because there'll have been a blockade there, and God wants you blessed. God doesn't want you bound. He doesn't want you sick. He wants you blessed. And even though sometimes we might feel like punching the guy and choking him right in the teeth, maybe while he's getting in the middle of giving a speech or whatever. Some of us know how that is. You know how that is, don't you? Can't do that. We got to walk in love and forgiveness. See, happy. If we want God to move in our life in order to be obedient to His word, you have to forgive those who trespass against you, as you ask for your forgiveness. Because your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But we just, but anyway, I'm going to look at the rest of chapter 6, and then we'll, verse 16 says, when you fast, don't look somber like the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show when they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they've received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head, wash your face, so that it will not that you are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full in fasting, but only to your Father who is in heaven. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Treasures in heaven. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves never break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. However, if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. Then the light is in you is darkness. Great is that darkness. And severe is that darkness. No one can serve two masters. Either he will despise one and love the other, or he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life. Don't worry about what you will eat or drink, or about what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap, nor do they store away in barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not toil or spin. Yet I tell you that you, even Solomon in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? See, listeners, watch that. He went after those who lack faith. 31. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what are we going to drink today? The Coke cooler is empty. There's no Cokes left. No Cokes. All the McDonald's in the world have ran out of fries. Chick-fil-A is closed. Don't say, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all of these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But ye seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about them, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. See, God knows what you need. Yep, he knows. Before you ask him. If in the natural you've come down with a bug, whether it be cold or one of these nasty influenzas going around right now, I'm going to address this kind of stuff in a few minutes. And take authority over it. he knows what you have need of. He knows that, you know, those of you who are in your body feeling not so well in the natural, he knows about it. If you know, whatever you're going through, there's nothing you're going through that Jesus doesn't know about, that Jesus knows as we're going through life, what it is that we have need of, what it is that we're going through. He knows. But that does not, what he's not saying there is don't pray. He is not saying, oh, by the way, when you're going through stuff, you don't need to pray. Don't ever bother with praying again. Don't ever pray again. Ha! Prayer is part of how you get connected with God. Looked at my clock a few minutes ago, discovered I had a little more time than I thought I did. So, I'm going to discuss some more, a little bit more on prayer. Why is prayer so important? Well, it's one of the ways you get connected with God. It is. And in order for you to become a Christian, that requires a prayer right there. It's a prayer of salvation. And even me and my lineage. By the way, listeners, about the salvation thing, did you know that over 70% of those who get saved are under the age of 10? 70% of them are under the age of 10. This is why children's church and nurseries are so important in our churches. But no, this does not mean you should not quit trying. This does not mean that you should stop trying to reach the adults. Gotta keep trying. You gotta keep trying to reach them. Prayed is the prayer of salvation. Unless maybe you weren't saved yet, but you lived in a house where they pray over the food. Some people like to call it grace. I call it praying over the food. You know, asking God to bless it. So, this prayer thing, what's the purpose? You know, show God. Telling him, you know, what you believe him for. What is it that you're asking him to bless? What is it that you're in need of? What is it that... And by the way, you shouldn't always just be praying over yourself. You need to be praying over others also. You know? Like, Lord, bless my family. Help it to be... A always be a God-fearing family, my children to always love me, help them to always. I confess, Lord God, that my children will rise up and call me blessed. Now, in the natural, I don't have any children right now, in the natural, but when I do, that's the kind of stuff I'll be praying and believing and confessing with my mouth. But there is prayer of your native language, in this case, English. But there is also speaking in tongues, speaking of in tongues, which you can have evidence of when you get filled with the Holy Spirit. For speaking in tongues, you can go to Acts and what all happened with the evidence of this speaking in tongues stuff. And what it all was. But I believe, see, that prayer is really important. But how you know, there are three things. These are the three most important things that a Christian can do for their spiritual life. And this is talking about spiritual. This isn't talking about eat, breathe, drink, sleep, work. That's natural. We're talking about spiritual right now. The three things are in no particular order. Number one, read your Bible. Reading your Bible is very important. It cleanses your mind. It cleanses your mind. You're having all kinds of either thoughts that are evil or your mind's just all cluttered. Go wash that mind of yours with the water of the Word of God. Oh, your brain keeps deciding to act crazy. Read more Bible. Oh, it keeps. Yep, time to take another bath. Yep. That's number one. Read your Bible. Find out what God thinks about these certain things. Number two. Church attendance. It's very important that you get yourself rooted and grounded in a good church that teaches the whole Bible, that does not water it down. Because it's easy to find a church, but you don't want to find yourself in a church where they water down the Word of God. Or they leave the Holy Ghost in the back room because they don't want to scare off visitors. You know what would scare me away? Teaching the whole Bible. Watering it down would scare me away. Because I want the real Word of God. And it's important to have believers to rub shoulders with. And you're to believe God with them, and I'm to believe God with you. It's important. And number three, again, I said this doesn't mean it's less important by any means. Number three, prayer. You know, and when you pray, things happen. If things aren't happening in your life, maybe it could be that you're not praying. You're not asking God. You're not pouring your heart out before Him Jesus, I believe that you will. I believe in. From, I call my body healed in the name of Jesus, or I call my. Whatever it is that you're believing for. Because God acts as we pray. And pray. But we can't just pray it. We got to believe it. That belief, that trust in him, that he is going to do what he said he would do. Because God is not a man that he should lie. God doesn't lie. The devil, however, is a pathological liar. He is. But God, see, the Most High God, you know, he just wants it. He loves it when we give him our needs and our desires, and as we pray for him to move on our lives and to strengthen us and to strengthen those around us. And just why prayer is so very important. Yeah. It is. So, like I said, really important. So, I actually need to go to use the restroom real quick. I'll be right back, listeners. As they would say, it's just a quick station ID. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right. Check. Good. We're back. Praise God. We're back. This whole thing where he says, you know, go into your room, close the door for your Father which is unseen. So Dr. Barclay at one point someone told him, I think it was Dr. Evans, maybe it was Brother Osteen, I don't remember. But he told Dr. Barclay, you need to make a prayer closet. So he goes home to his little house, and he's got all this stuff in the closet. In this closet, what does he do? Takes everything out of it, closes it. I mean, he takes everything out of that closet, goes in that closet, shuts the door, prays. And praise and praise and praise and praise and praise and praise and praise. Well, Vicky comes in and she says, Brother Barclay, what are you doing? And he says, praying. And then, in this closet, she's like, yeah, in this. So then, needless to say, turns out, didn't have to be such a tiny little closet. But you should have a place where you can go to pray to God, where there are not distractions and all this other stuff in the way. Maybe when it's time to pray, maybe you turn off your phone. Maybe you just turn off your phone. If I turn it off, I just mean turn it off. Or at least hide it somewhere. So you can't hear it go ping, beep, bing, bong. And we're in the middle of you trying to have your prayer time with God. You don't need all that distraction when you're trying to pray. Especially if you're desperate for God to do something on your behalf. But you got all these distractions going on. When you're trying to pray, you need to let go of these distractions and focus on God. Focus on your prayer. So it'd be a good idea for you to have a little prayer room. And maybe there's a couch in there or something, maybe not. But generally all that should be in there is you or you and your family, maybe a place to sit, and the Bible. No TV, no phones, none of all this other crazy stuff, no video games in the prayer room. Nope. If that's how you choose to do it. So another quick thing for healings, and that is this. listeners in prayer. It's a two-way street. You can't be the one just praying, and not take some minutes to be silent and let God speak. Sorry about the silence, listeners, but I would just illustrate. Sometimes, a lot of times when we're praying, you got to take some time to just sit there in that presence of God and just listen for His voice so that you can hear Him speak to you. You pray to Him. You show Him everything you believe in Him for you, for others, for the service coming up. Everything you give to God, you can talk to Him about. And then you gotta pause and let Him speak. It's real important. It's gotta be a amen. Now, Heavenly Father, I thank you for these listeners tonight. I thank you that they will take to heart this message on your prayer, the Lord's Prayer, and on prayer in general. And why is prayer so important? That they will just put this to practice in their life. And they would live a life of prayer, have a prayer life, and seek you as they're going through stuff rather than just live in fear all the time. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, listeners, coronavirus is getting really wild. And there's a lot of influenza and stuff going around right now. So we just need to take authority over it. And in one country over in Europe, there was literally like 4 cases a few days ago. Now there's like over 400 because this coronavirus is very contagious. So and for any of you who are dealing with stuff in your body, whether it's a cold, a flu, because coronavirus does kill. So bottom line, we're going to take authority over it. So anyone who has any kind of sickness or disease or disability or whatever it is in their body or their mind, we're including you in this. Lord Jesus, we take a moment right now. Put your hands, listeners, to do this, wherever you are. Put your hands somewhere on your body. Whether it be your eyes, whether it be whatever it may be. Especially if you know the thing that's failing you the most. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for your healing power being made manifest in our lives right now. I thank you that it is your will for our bodies to be healed. I thank you that you would take away all sickness and disease, all pain from our bodies, all discomfort from our bodies. I thank you, Lord God, that you heal the blind eyes, that you heal the deaf ears. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that for you strengthening me right now. And for healing my sight to both of these eyes, God. And that you're healing, that my I will be able to hear out of my right ear in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for everything in my body will line up to your word, Lord God. Everything. Everything that is lined up with your word will stay that way. Everything that is not lined up with your word will line up with your word. And I take a minute right now and I rebuke all of this flu stuff going on, this influenza A and B, and all these other respiratory things, all this for healing from all gastro and stuff, stomach bugs. And Lord, I rebuke right now. I rebuke this coronavirus. I'm not getting it. My family's not getting it. None of my listeners are getting it. In your name, Jesus. We're going to be healthy and strong. And we're going to trust in you rather than live in fear. Because living in fear, Lord God, will not help. So I trust in you I trust in you, Lord God, and I pray that these listeners will do the same. And I curse the spirit of infirmity. And I curse all of this stuff that's trying to get on our bodies and take us down. And I just thank you, Lord God, for your healing power is greater. Your name is greater than all of these other names. Corona, influenza, A, B, pneumonia, walking pneumonia. Your name is higher than the name cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and all these other names. And I take a moment, Lord God, to just pray over our bodies in general. I thank you, Lord God, that you bless. Take a minute right now, listeners, and pray over your own body. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that my lungs are strong and sanctified. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're blessing my heart, Lord, that you're blessing my stomach, that you're blessing my chest. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you bless my legs and ankles and knees, for my feet, for my back, for my head. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that everything in my body that does not work right will work right in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to bless what is working right. Because even if it works right, that means you can still bless it. We know that. And I just thank you, Lord God, that our bodies will work the way you designed them to. And I thank you that in my body, everything that's not normal, every number, if it's low, it's going to come up. If it's going to come down, and everything's going to be normal. in your name, Jesus. And I take authority over all sicknesses and all these diseases that are trying to come on us. And we're going to live for you. We're going to be in great peace and joy and prosperity, Lord God. John Beilein, the former coach at Michigan, was let go from the Cavaliers. Apparently, it did not go as well as they thought it would. What did we learn from this? Apparently, just because a coach is able to be successful in the world of college basketball doesn't mean he will be successful in the NBA. But we already knew that, of course. Sometimes it can just be you don't have the tools at your disposal. And by tools, I mean the good players. And good training staff and good other things involved. So he is now a TV analyst. Red Wings eliminated from the playoffs. Fourth season in a row without the Red Wings in the playoffs. Steve Yzerman as our general manager, my hope is that that can start to change soon. That's my hope. Pistons continue to struggle. Tigers preseason has started. I mean, their spring training has started. So I forget what they did, though. This about a month, regular season baseball will be getting back underway. A sign of warmer weather coming, which will be nice. I just hope that these win totals for the Tigers will at least be as warm as the temperatures. By that, I mean, can we at least have a win total that's, instead of being in the 40s, can we at least have it be in like the 60s or 70s? I know better than to hope for 90 wins, although that would be nice. I just need to be realistic. But 90 wins would be nice. Or 100? Woo! But we'll have to just wait and see. Michigan State continuing to do good things on the court and keep winning. Michigan's been doing pretty good as well. But God first, God always. So long, everybody.